91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. A Quinte West cyclist is in hospital after being struck by a car on Millennium Parkway last night. The driver of the car was exiting the 401 when he hit the 60-year-old rider, sending the cyclist to the hospital with a broken hip. Central Hastings OPP are asking anyone who witnessed the crash to come forward. This accident comes a week after a cyclist was killed after a collision with a truck in Toronto. A Belleville man has been arrested and charged for attempted murder. 25-year-old Alan Keller had also been sought for breach of probation. Police arrested him yesterday. His sister, 26-year-old Teresa Keller, is also charged with attempted murder. She appeared in court earlier this afternoon. Both are accused of attacking a 51-year-old Belleville man who was taken to hospital November 6th with life-threatening injuries. Incoming RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson says the first job on his plate will be stamping out sexual harassment within the force. Paulson says recent allegations of harassment do not represent the force he joined, and this condition cannot stand. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves has announced the RCMP Public Complaints Commission will investigate the harassment issue, which has dogged the force for years. The controversy was rekindled last week when high-profile BC Mountie Corporal Catherine Galliford said she finally broke after years of sexual harassment on the job. An NDP bill to take the provincial portion of the HST off home heating bills will have Tory support. Opposition leader Tim Hudak says the Tories also campaigned on the idea during the October election. The Liberals don't seem to be worried that the NDP and Tories are teaming up on the minority Liberal government. Finance Minister Dwight Duncan says the parties will have to tell him where they plan to find the cash to finance the tax cut. The RCMP says the teens behind a series of internet videos that depicted a pair of superheroes confronting apparent child predators put themselves in danger. James Keller has more.
Hi, is your name Peter?
Yep.
The video showed two people dressed as Batman and the Flash confronting men they believe answered fake online ads from teen girls. The creators of the videos posted the ads on online personal websites and then posted the results on YouTube in a spoof of the Dateline NBC series To Catch a Predator. RCMP Corporal Tammy Hollingsworth says the teens now realize it wasn't a good idea.
They didn't think about the consequences or the effect that they would have on their personal safety and the fact that they could be bringing potential predators into our community.
Investigators are also trying to find the men in the videos. James Keller, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
An American company is interested in buying the company that owns the Toronto Maple Leafs, the NBA's Toronto Raptors, and the Air Canada Centre. Providence Equity Partners owns a minority stake in the YES Network, a sports and entertainment television network that broadcasts the New York Yankees, the New Jersey Nets, and other professional and collegiate sports teams. A source tells the Canadian Press it is looking at buying the 80% stake in Maple Leaf Sports from the Ontario Teachers' Pension Plan. That's 91X News to 402. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Bulls are home to the Peterborough Petes tonight at the Yardman for the first game of an Omen-Om series. Russian forward Daniil Zharkov will be back in the lineup after missing the last three games. Tampa Bay's Joe Maddon is being rewarded for guiding the Rays to a strong finish last season. He is the winner of the American League's Manager of the Year award. Tampa Bay's surged over the last few weeks to catch Boston for the wildcard spot. Arizona's Kirk Gibson takes on the National League's honor. He won by a wide margin. The CFL's All-Star quarterback nod goes to BC's Travis Lule. He helped guide the Lions to a first-place finish in the West Division. BC leads all team with 9 All-Star selections. Winnipeg tops the East with 5 picks. Lule is also the West nominee for the league's Outstanding Player of the Year award. Vancouver goaltender Roberto Luongo will skip tonight's game against the Chicago due to an upper body injury. Corey Schneider will get the start. Carolina visits Montreal in the early game. Buffalo is home to New Jersey. Anaheim visits Los Angeles. Indianapolis 500 runner-up G.R. Eldebrand will be driving for the Panther Racing next two seasons. The team said Wednesday that it has exercised an option that will keep Eldebrand in the number 4 National Guard car for 2012 and 2013. Eldebrand was this year's IndyCar Rookie of the Year and led the Indy 500 until crashing on the last turn of the last lap. His car skidded down on the front straightways, crossing the finish line second behind the late Dan Weldon. Remember to send us your team or league scores, email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Tonight, mainly cloudy and a low of +3. Tomorrow, clearing in the morning, temperature steady near +4. Tomorrow night, clear, becoming partly cloudy late in the evening and a low of -3. And on Friday, cloudy with a high of 6. It's 11 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.